Then the Lord will make your plagues wonderful. You ever heard of a plague that was wonderful? That's strange, isn't it? He will make your plagues wonderful and the plagues of your seed. Now, who is your seed?
Children.
Your children. Now, all this comes upon you because of your disobedience. Because you don't serve Him, He's going to make your plagues wonderful and the plagues of your seed, even great plagues and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses and of long continuance. Now, how many of you want to live there? Now, this is all curses because you have sinned. Now, then, that particular verse, Phil, verse 59 in the NLT. Can you pull that up right quick in the NLT? And let's see what these wonderful plagues says in the NLT. Then the Lord will overwhelm both you and your children with indescribable plagues. Now, that's pretty easy to understand, isn't it? Now, this wonderful plague, I don't know about a wonderful plague. I don't think I ever heard of what I would call a wonderful plague. I don't want one of them wonderful plagues, do you? But over here it says, the Lord will overwhelm both you and your children with indescribable plagues. In other words, these sicknesses are so bad, you won't even be able to describe them. These plagues will be intense and without relief, making you miserable and unbearably sick. And the Lord's going to do that to you. Why is He going to do this to you? Because of sin. Because of sin. I mean, under the blessings a while ago, when we obey Him, did He promise there'll be no sickness and no disease? Now, we like that, don't we? Everybody loves that. Lord, I thank You that You promise that I'm not going to be sick. Lord, I'm breaking these curses. Okay, now then, 59, just go to verse 60 and 61 there, Phil. If you can just scroll on down to 60 and 61. If you can. He will bring against you all the diseases of Egypt that you feared so much, and they will claim you. These diseases are going to claim you. The Lord will bring against you every sickness and plague there is, even those not mentioned in this book of law, until you are destroyed. Now, why did He do all these things to us? Because of sin. By not obeying Him. Is that what He said? Now then, if you obey, He promised to bless you, did He not? Let's see a few things He promised if we will obey. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 26. Proverbs 3, 1 through 26. Let's see some of the things He said here. Proverbs 3, 1. My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store My commands in your heart, for they will give you a long and satisfying life. Now, how many of you like that? Obey Him and He'll give you a what? Is that what we want? Is all of us want a long and wonderful, healthy life? Satisfying? That's what I'm after. Okay, verse 3 and 4. Never let royalty and kindness get away from you. In other words, be loyal. A man of integrity. Loyalty. Be loyal to your mate. The church needs to hear this. Be loyal to your mate. It don't matter what your mate says or does. You be loyal to your mate. You be loyal to God and His Word. You be loyal to your children. You be a man or woman of integrity and loyalty. And it says, wear them. And kindness. You can't be too kind, can you, as a child of God? He said, get away, don't let these get away from you. Wear them like a necklace. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people. Do you want to find favor with God? You want Him to answer your prayer? Well, then you're going to have to do it His way. If you don't do it His way, He ain't going to do it. Then you'll find favor with both God and people, and you will gain a good reputation. Verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. In other words, this is where I get this. Your opinions don't count. Opinions are our own understanding. They're what we think this is what this means. This is my opinion about what I think God is. God is a good God, a loving God, and He would never make me sick. He would never put sickness and disease upon me. I've heard that in church. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Just like go ahead and be the mean little devil, you know, and Daddy, he's okay. He won't spank you. That didn't work either. He did spank me. Praise God. So, but it says, seek His will in all you do, and He will direct your path. Seek His will. How many of you pray over everything you do? I'm going to have to be here to tell you that sometimes I forget to even do that. I get out, start doing things, and forget to pray. You know, but how many times? Am I supposed to do that? No. Every day when I start my day, how should I start out? With prayer, praising the Lord, asking Him to direct my path and keep me clean and pure and holy. And He will direct my path. Then He says, don't be impressed with your own wisdom, because you can't have wisdom on your own. Instead, fear the Lord and turn your back on evil. I mean, if you see evil out there, turn your back on it. Don't hang around with people that are evil. Don't hang around with them, because it's going to get you in trouble. You are your children. If you got people you know, even family members that are evil, you be very careful with those people. Don't turn your children loose with your family members if you know one of them's evil. If they've ever made a mistake, don't trust them with your children, because you never know what they'll do. Always keep your children in your sight when they're with a family member that you can't trust, because you never know what they're going to do. You know how many little girls are molested by daddies and granddaddies and aunts and uncles and all that kind of junk? Too many. Then you will gain renewed health and vitality. In other words, if you do all these things, if you're not impressed with your own wisdom and you fear the Lord and turn your back on evil, you will gain renewed health and vitality. Now, if you're sick, this is one way to get healed. Start doing what He says. Don't lean on your own wisdom. Make sure you seek God and fear the Lord and turn your back on evil, and you will get well. Isn't that amazing? He tells us all these wonderful things. 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything your land produces. Now, how many people do you know that have taught all their life that all of your first fruits belongs to God? Everything you do, the first fruits of everything, if you want to be blessed financially, you give God the first fruits of everything you develop, and I guarantee you'll be prosperous. If you don't, you're not going to be, because you're a thief. And who's going to bless a thief? God's not going to. In fact, He's going to curse you. Do you know if you're not a tither? And there's some churches teach that you don't have to tithe under the new covenant. There's some teach that. And that's the only place in God's words where He says, I will curse you with a curse. Everywhere else He just says, if you sin, I'll curse you. But He says in Malachi 3, 7 through 11, that if you don't give me the first tenth of all your increase, I will curse you with a curse. In other words, a double whammy. But just like He says right here, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything your land produces. Then He will fill your barns with grain and your vats will overflow with the finest wine. In other words, the first of the first. Just some people have learned that. You always give Him the first of the first and He'll bless your socks off. It cannot fail. It'll even work for unbelievers. It'll even work for unbelievers. And so many churches don't teach you tithing. You know, I mean, technically speaking, one of the requirements, if we were to ever find a church that was able to teach all of these principles that God, when you come here to this church and you get saved, now you've got to stop sinning. You've got to start walking holy in obedience to God's Word. But I haven't found a group of people yet that will obey Him. I mean, even if I teach it, some of them will not obey Him. And some of them, if they hear me teach the truth, they will never come back. Wow, that guy's crazy. He says, I got to tithe. He said, I got to live holy. He says, I got to do this. No, I ain't saying nothing. I'm saying what the book said. But those, like I say, there's two kinds of people out there. Just like with Jesus. Those that hear this and believe it, they love me. Those that hear this and don't believe it, they hate me. But that's exactly what they did to Jesus. So, 11 and 12. My child, don't ignore it when the Lord disciplines you. Most of us don't even know when He's disciplining us. We don't know that He does all these things, withholds our finances, causes all these things to happen to us, disciplines us with sickness and pain in our body. We never think to repent, to see. But He says, my child, don't ignore it when the Lord disciplines you. The very first thing when something starts happening to you that you believe is discipline, the first thing you should do, I don't care whether it's a withholding of your finances, if your car's breaking or your washing machine's breaking or you're getting sick or whatever, you get a pain in your body, the first thing you do is say, Lord, what am I doing wrong? Because under the new covenant, you ain't supposed to have no pain. You're supposed to have power. But not pain. No sickness. No sickness under the new covenant. But almost nobody believes this. But, and don't be discouraged when He corrects you. Now then, sometimes when you repent, do you know He's going to take the switch a hold of you anyway? Have you ever had a child that you tell them not to do something? And all of a sudden you look in there just as your little son pulls your little daughter's hair and she screams and you walk in and say, Johnny, I told you not to do that. Oh, I know, Daddy, but I'm sorry, I won't ever do it again. It's easy for them to repent when they see this big old daddy coming with a board in his hand, right? Daddy, I won't ever do it again. I know, son. I forgive you. Whap, whap. He gave him two or three licks anyway, right? Ooh. See, he was trying his best to beg you out of it. But God, just like this. You can sin. He'll forgive you, but He may discipline you. So if you've got a sickness or something in your life, and you start standing on His Word after you repent of your sin, you start standing on His Word, don't doubt that He will restore you. Stand on His Word. I was talking to one of the gentlemen earlier that came down here, and he said he had a big thing grow up on his face one time, and he was raised up a Baptist like I was, and then he learned these principles, so he started standing on God's Word. And he said that he spoke to that thing, commanded to leave and everything, but said it took about 3 months for it to go away. But he got it done. You see, I mean, God could have taken that away just like that, couldn't He? But you know, it's amazing how when we got this thing growing on our face, how we spend more time with God in the Word. But you know, if you wake up every morning and you're perfectly normal, I mean, you got money in the bank. I'm talking about money in the bank. You got $10,000, $20,000 in the bank.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.